Jesus was the first Protestant in the Jewish religion. He was the first Protestant, protested against the established norms and ways of life, and tried to make people closer to God and closer to reality and to himself. So this Jesus, whom we call Yeshu, is the name that often those who persecuted him spoke like this. Not they said Yeshua. They were never interested. But only his personal disciples honored him as Yeshua. But those who were around them, they called him Yeshu. The name that you want to say in a very bad way, Yeshu. So we picked up that bad name and it became a blessing to us. Yeshu. When you call Yeshu in Hebrew, Yeshu in Hindi is the same. Because it's an Eastern culture and Eastern word, we are much familiar with that. And when you call Yeshu, they have no problem. But we call Yeshua, there's a big problem. You can't say that because the name of their God. So we in Hindi and the Hebrew accepted Yeshu. All right, this Yeshua you are throwing away, we are accepting him as Yeshu. You don't want him as Yeshua in your place, in your faith and religion. We receive him as a Yeshu. And this Yeshu became a great blessing to the whole world. Today we see all salvation, the doors of salvation open around the world, everywhere, Yeshu. Through Jesus Christ, we came to know the God of the Jews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This God was unknown to us, but Christ Jesus brought this God outside the world, means outside the Jewish world, established world, where they even were not taking the name of their God. It was so serious and offensive according to the commandments that we know, all 10 commandments Moses gave. And this, they were not allowed to speak and take the name of the Lord in vain. But definitely Jesus Christ gave the name to the Father. And that name, that when we take the name of Jesus, the whole heaven is shaken. Whole earth is shaken. And Father has honored that name and given the highest honor to this name. Today, the name of Jesus opens the doors of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You can bind any powers of darkness wherever you move. You can move anywhere in the world, but the powers of darkness can be bound only by the name of Jesus, that Yeshu. That name has all the deposit of power, all the authority of power. But how this name at all came into being? That word became flesh, we all know, John chapter 1. And he is the Son of God, born of the Virgin, in Bethlehem, village Bethlehem. It was a village, it was a small town, when Mother Mary was the only chosen vessel. And that chosen vessel gave birth to the Son of God through the power of the Holy Spirit and not of the man. We all believe, almost all the faiths believe, that Jesus Christ's birth is a virgin birth, and his birth is not through the man, but through the Holy Spirit alone. Not by the power of man, but the power of God himself. It is well established, even our friends from Muslim community, Islamic community, even in the Quran you are talking about, my daughter, that also says Jesus' birth is out of the Holy Spirit. He is coming out of the Ruh Allah. So Allah Ruh is coming out of the Ruh of Allah. So that means the Ruh of God. Ruh means spirit. So he's coming out of the Spirit of God. Therefore, he's called Ruh Allah. Ruh Allah means Spirit of God and the Spirit. It's the same thing. So you can definitely call him God. So difficulty comes here. So we always have discussions with my brothers and sisters from Muslim faith, and I try to tell them, all right, you believe in Jesus, that's good. But you believe him the way you believe, you will get the reward the way you are believing in him. You are believing in him as a prophet. you will get the reward of a prophet. Prophet will judge you. Prophet will give you what is right, what is wrong. And he will judge you. That you believe, the prophet will judge. Yes, on the day of Qiyamah, Jesus will come and judge the world, whole world. But the question is this, why are we waiting for judgment? I tell them, my brothers, you can be out of judgment sight. If you believe in Christ, you are in Christ, then you are out of the condemnation, out of the judgment. You are not the part of the judgmental people. You are outside. You are the body of the citizens of heaven. And citizens of heaven will not be judged. They are already freed. They are totally free. And they are not to be judged again. And therefore, you have come thus far. Why can't you walk little more? Walk little more with me. You will find him as your savior. You will find him as your savior, truly savior. And he is the judge. And already you are outside judgment because of his mercy and grace and forgiveness that Christ has already rendered to the whole world. He has taken the sins of the whole world on his own body. Saint Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, he took all the sins of the world in his own body and died on the cross. That we are also dead to sins, but alive to righteousness in God, that by his stripes we are healed. This is the prophecy of Isaiah. We know the chapter 53, verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was upon him, that by his stripes we are healed. So healing is by the stripes of Jesus. So all the sins were committed by the mankind, the first Adam. And this last Adam, who came by the Spirit of God, took the responsibility of all the sins of the world and took all the punishment on his own body and died on the cross, declaring that I will come back again to life. This fellow did not die like a martyr. Jesus did not die as a person who had no hope. Jesus died at his own will. You read in chapter 10 of John, John chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. 17 and 18 is clear that Jesus says, I give my life at my own will, so I take also back at my own will. Nobody can kill me. I am giving it at my own. John chapter 10, verse 18. I am giving at my own and I take it back at my own. I have the authority from my Father that I give my life for the sake of the world and I take it back also. So resurrection was declared by him much ahead of time that he came back to life. And this story of resurrection, this hope of resurrection, this gospel we so call gospel, the good news. What is good news in Jesus Christ? Good news in Jesus Christ is only one. Everybody is dying anyway. When we become old and we become helpless, we sick and we lose our bodies on this earth and thereafter, what? Do you have any hope of coming back to life? Yes, because Jesus Christ came back to life. He came back to life and he was taken to heaven in flesh and bones. Disciples touched him. They ate with him food after his resurrection from the dead. Means he gave all the evidence of his living. It's a historical fact, a truth that cannot be denied. When I went to Jerusalem, just to verify one part of the story, that was Jesus Christ was taken alive to heaven. There is a mosque of ascension. Mosque of ascension. Masjid. And there is a chapel of ascension. And both are declaring one truth, but on rivalry. The church is saying, this is the place where Jesus had his last feet and was lifted to heaven. And you go to that mosque, the person will say, no, that padri is not right. This is the place where Jesus had last feet and he was lifted alive. So I said, God bless these guys. They keep on fighting always till you come. Because they are speaking one truth and both are arch enemies at this moment. Because they don't want to say, they don't want to give up their right to continue speaking one truth that Jesus was lifted alive to heaven and in bone and flesh. And he will come back again on earth to establish his kingdom. Now this good news was proclaimed throughout the world and is still continuing. What we are doing something that we know about. I'm not here to preach you something which I don't know, which I have not personally experienced, which evidence that has not convinced me. I'm not speaking of those. I'm speaking of those evidence, those facts, which I have personally experienced that Jesus is a living person. He died and he rose from the dead. Historical facts are available. Verifications are available. Archaeological facts are available. Scientific discoveries you can make by your own to convince yourself without problems. You have a reason to believe that Jesus Christ is a person like you and me. He has hands, he has feet. And he can appear even without coming in the flesh before us anywhere in the world at the same time. He is omnipresent. His omnipresence, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew 18 verse 20. He is right here in our midst where Jesus, we are talking about him, where we are telling about the story of Christ, his resurrection, death and resurrection. His purpose of coming. His purpose of coming again. So Jesus is coming again. His purpose of coming in the world was only one. To let the world know that God loves you. God is not the God to destroy you. He is the God who loves you. And out of his love, he is willing to sacrifice. He is willing to sacrifice even his own son. That he may die in your place. Because wages of sin are death. But thank God, by the mercy of God, we have received salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. That we are not subject to death. We are subject to life. Because life is imparted into us now. We have received eternal life. We have received the heavenly citizenship. And we are no longer the citizens of hell. We are citizens of heaven living on earth. And we'll continue to increase the citizenship of heaven on earth by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere, wherever we go. Here I'm looking at the chapter 3 of the Acts, just for the sake of today's lesson. Chapter 3, where Peter and John, as usual, going to pray in the temple in Jerusalem. This Peter and John, in their practice was at least they were praying three times a day. Not five times a day, but they were praying three times a day. All the Jews were praying three times a day. So they continued three times a day prayer. So three times a day prayer means at 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and 6 o'clock in the evening. So that prayer was continuing even after they became disciples of Jesus Christ and Jesus was resurrected. And after that also they were going for prayer in the temple, Jewish temple, the synagogue. And here they find a man who is lame from his mother's womb and he is carried every day and he is placed at the gate called Beautiful in the temple. And this lame person is kept there only for us begging money to the people, whoever comes to the temple. The person is kept there every day at the temple gate to beg. So seeing Peter and John, as they were going inside the temple, he also asked for alms. And Peter, fixing eyes upon him, said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he was leaping and stood and walked and entered the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was the same beggar begging at the beautiful gate of the temple every day. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement that what has happened. They see the miracle, the name of Jesus. Then when you see a miracle, you will often find people gather around you. They want to touch you. They want to touch your cloth. Whenever there is a miracle. So that's a common thing. And this happened there also. And Peter and John were standing in Solomon's area. That is called Solomon's portico. And Peter said to them, "Why you look so intently at us, though as by our own power or by our own godliness, we have made this man well? It is neither my godliness nor my power that has done this miracle. This miracle is done by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom you condemned, and you exchanged Jesus with a murderer. You said, 'Leave the murderer and kill him, crucify him.' And the same Jesus Christ is lifted high above by the God Almighty. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone." Then Peter in 4:12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among the men by which we must be saved." So the name of Jesus Christ, it was given all the honor and power. Saint Peter is saying that this is name of Jesus that I have uttered out of my lips, and that has brought healings. It is not me who is important. It could be anybody who believes in the name of Jesus. Believing in Jesus Christ as the personal Savior, believing Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that brings power. That brings release of power from heaven. And the heavens and the power of God, which is stored in this name, is used by Peter. So exactly what, when you say some kind of code, you are able to open the doors. If you don't say that code, you cannot open the door. These are secret numbers, secret names. And this secret number and secret code is now declared openly by Saint Peter. He says, "No, it is not a secret power anymore. It is not a secret thing that I am trying to tell you. It is not something that I have earned at my own meditations, my own knowledge, that I have studied well, I have studied so much. I learned the literature, I read about miracles, I meditated, and I was on one leg and two legs standing all night, and 40 days I fasted, and after the 40 days of fasting, I was able to make this miracle happen." Nothing like this. Peter is not saying that. Peter is simply saying, it is not my power. It is not my own authority that I have done it. But it is the name of Jesus that is honored by the Father. The Son of God is honored by the Father by giving all the authority, stored all power into this name. If you look at chapter 4 of the Acts, when they were preaching, the disciples were preaching and teaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and a hope for the people of the world that just like as Jesus was resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, those whom all of you who have received the Holy Spirit and you have received the salvation through the name of Jesus Christ will also be resurrected. And you will be resurrected to live forever with Christ our King. But those who will be resurrected outside the grace of Jesus Christ will be under their judgment. They are preaching openly to the world and they were afraid. The whole world were terrified. And here the Bible says, they were greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. See, the most dangerous thing for people to know is that resurrection from the dead. Is it possible? People think that we just live in this world and die, that's all. Do whatever you want. One day you have to die anyway, but not that. One day you have to live forever. One day you have to come back out of the graves. I don't know why I was last night, I was in my dream. I'm a dreamer mostly. I saw lots of dreams. And I was dreaming and seeing a graveyard. I was in a cemetery, moving around the cemetery, seeing so many graves, and telling, there was a day when all these people were alive. They were walking just like me as I'm walking on this earth. They were just like me. But today they are all sleeping in these graves. Someday, when Lord comes back to earth, all the graves will be opened. Praise the Lord. I said, there is a great hope for us. Maybe I was supposed to preach in the graveyard. I am a graveyard preacher also. I enjoy preaching in the cemeteries. Whenever there is something happened in my city, my people will invite me very specially to preach in the graveyard. And I'm a graveyard preacher too. I love to do that because I know that many people will be serious on that day. Otherwise, on Christmas, nobody is serious. When I have 20,000 people preaching, 30,000 people gathering on Christmas Day in my church, I know they are all thinking about birth of Jesus, Bethlehem, angels, singing and all that, carols, everything, and candies and all good food, and that's all. And the Christmas is over in 24 hours. That fever is gone. But when it comes, when you are in the graveyard, in the cemetery, the atmosphere is totally different. People are charged and thinking about what will happen. And I give them the good news. Always I never miss that. I never miss that because I know this is the time souls will be touched. And they will change their lifestyle. They will accept the living in Christ. So these people were disturbed. The theologians, the great theologians, the great Pharisees were disturbed. This is something new preaching. Why are you talking about resurrection? You are bringing his death, blood upon us. Why are you preaching this? Don't talk about his name. And they are all saying, you can do anything you want, but don't talk about this name. Don't talk about this name. Don't utter this name. I have experienced many times, particularly in West, that when we visit our secular meetings, universities and all that, I was president of the Association of Indian Universities and privileged to visit American universities, also studied over there long time ago. And whenever we go, even those believing Christians are afraid to even utter the name of Jesus in public, in the meetings. When they want to know why my university where I am working is growing well, why it is performing well, I tell them I pray and I speak the name of Jesus. He is the true God and he is the Savior for all. Jesus is not a Christian. He never spoke English. He was speaking Aramaic, Hebrew. So these languages he spoke, and he was always in Palestine and Jerusalem and all this area. Jesus, the Jesus that I know is a Hebrew rabbi. He's a Jewish rabbi. Exactly the same dress. It's not a dress like something different, but he still puts on the same dress, Jesus. But you can't look upon his face. So shining, like light is greater than sun coming out of his face. I could only touch his feet, kiss his feet. All those nail prints are still there on his feet. Still nail prints are there for 2,000 years. He has not forgotten that pain. He has not forgotten that suffering, what he has taken for us all. Therefore, we have the responsibility to proclaim the suffering of Jesus. He suffered for us and for everyone on earth, not only Christians, for Hindus and Muslims, for Sikhs, for Jains, or even for the atheist. Jesus died on the cross. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not only for Christians, but for all. Therefore, the secular gospel I preach. I don't preach a sectarian gospel. The sectarian gospel is denominational gospel. But I have the gospel that I have received not from Christian, but from Christ. Hallelujah. The Christ himself, who is not thee. He is not a Christian. He is not a, but he is a Jewish rabbi. He gave me the gospel. He gave me the authority to preach the gospel. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have taught you. Lo, I am with you till end of the age. Jesus Christ is with us to the end of the age. As I said, that Saint Peter is emphasizing again and again that it is the name of Jesus that has received this power. If you look at Saint Paul's statement in chapter 2, Philippians, verse 9 and 10. Saint Paul is saying from verse 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that the tongue, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So see, the name of Jesus Christ is given that power, that if you have this name into your hearts, on your tongue, and you have authority to take this name. Not everybody can take this name. My son can cash my name. When they find him in India, people will be happy to see him, that he's my son. But what about any other person? They can't cash my name. So you have to become son and daughters of God. This is the only way. In order to use this powerful name, you got this authority from the Father. You have to become a child of God. How could I become a child of God? John chapter 1 verse 12 says, all those who received him, received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, he gave them the authority to become the children of God. So once you become a child of God, is only through the authority of Christ, believing in Jesus Christ, you are given this authority to become a child of God. Then you have a right to use this name wherever you have to use it. Whether it is healing or opening the doors, or opening the doors of heaven and binding the hell. You can do all that by this name. But this name using authority must be given to you by the Father Almighty through Christ Jesus our Lord. When you believe in him, he gives you authority and we become the children of God. The children of God also do not walk by flesh. Again, Saint Paul is talking about children of God do not walk by flesh. Romans 8:13, they walk by the Spirit. And Romans 8:14 says, all those who walk by the Spirit are the sons of God. So when you are a son of God, you are the daughter of God, you have the authority to use the name of Jesus. And when you use this name of Jesus, miracles will happen. Great things will happen. Mighty miracles will happen. Jesus said in chapter 14, John, verse 12, if you believe in me, you will do what I am doing. Even greater things you shall do, because I am going to the Father. That whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So anything ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is given unto us. My brothers and sisters and children, I just wanted to emphasize before you the name which is above every other name. There are many names, names of prophets, names of great preachers, names of great men who lived on in this world, names of presidents and prime ministers of various countries, having authorities and powers of the world. But this name is given authority over above all other names. Even in heaven, there is no other name. No angel has the greater name than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No angels. Even the angels will come and serve you. There are many angelic forces. They are on our side. They are working with us. They are always with us. But we are not acknowledging them and giving them thanks at all. We are giving thanks to God, not to the angels. Angels are there. You will observe them. You will see them walking with you, talking with you, bringing messages with you. Also bringing sometimes in the difficult circumstances, taking you out of the problems. All these things will happen. But they are doing it on the authority of Christ. No other authority. Only one authority has to be given thanks is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We must thank him for everything that we receive. Every day what we received, I have seen practical changes. I have seen the practical changes in the life of my people and the place where I work, the institution for which I work. When the name of Jesus Christ was given importance, the whole thing changed. Blessings were flowing. Even though persecutions would come, people will criticize you. No problem. Let them criticize, because I have come to know the truth. I am not a fanatic. But I know one thing true. Jesus is alive. And he hears our prayer. He has ears to hear. He has eyes to see what we are doing. And he has always heart to learn about us. You will be shocked. Many times you may have experienced when you don't even utter a word, but your prayer is answered. Hallelujah. You are simply saying in your heart some prayer, and your prayer is answered in a very difficult circumstances. You are simply saying in your heart, you cannot speak. You can't speak loud. You can't pray. Close your eyes. But still, you are saying something in your heart to Lord. Lord Jesus, help me at this time. Take me out of this problem. I have seen it. Jesus lifting us out right away. And he comes and rescues us. He is willing to rescue all the times. So I am here to encourage you, church. This is a moving church. It will continue to move, continue to increase. And my blessings are with you. I will pray for your church continually. This is the name of Jesus that we must lift in all the circumstances. You will find the results are in your favor. Everything will work out in your favor. Romans 8:28 says, all things work out for those good, for those who believe in him and those who are called according to his purpose. You are definitely called people. Otherwise, you would not have been here. You are called by God. You are called for a purpose. You have a purpose for your life. Romans 8:28 is very clear. You are called and you have a purpose. And Bible says in Romans 11:29, God's calling and gifts are irrevocable. Irrevocable. Cannot be changed. It's a legal document. His calling. He has called you and he has given you gifts. They are irrevocable. They will continue to be blessing to you and to the people around you. Be blessing to people around you, and be blessing to your church and your family. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, I thank you for this privilege to be here in this church again. I pray they will be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the fire that Jesus alone can give that baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill these children that they become the lighthouse for the city of Maastricht, country of Netherlands. We commit this church that becoming light to the world, light in the dark world around them. Let this become a great light, my Lord. They will see the light and the life of the people of this church, and people will come for that light so that their darkness will be expelled. Bless each and everyone, and bless the word that we have shared with them. Let the word bring 100-fold, 200-fold, 1,000-fold blessings to the families and to the church. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.